Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 217, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. In tender mercy visit us, distressed and humbled low. And what follows? Psalter 217, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 41, beginning with verse 53 through the ninth verse of chapter 42. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, the first two articles. Genesis 41, beginning with verse 53, and the first nine verses of Genesis 42. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of dearth began to come according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. And now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither, and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's ten brethren went out down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land, ye are come. Thus far the scripture reading. The canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof. Article 1. Man was originally formed after the image of God. His understanding was adorned with the true and saving knowledge of his Creator and of spiritual things. His heart and will were upright, all his affections pure, and the whole man was holy. But revolting from God by the instigation of the devil, and abusing the freedom of his own will, he forfeited these excellent gifts, and on the contrary, entailed on himself blindness of mind, horrible darkness, vanity and perverseness of judgment, became wicked, rebellious, and obdurate in heart and will, and impure in his affections. Article 2. Man, after the fall, begat children in his own likeness, a corrupt stock produced a corrupt offspring. Hence all the posterity of Adam, Christ only excepted, have derived corruption from their original parent, not by imitation, as the Pelagians of old asserted, but by the propagation of a vicious nature. We hope to remember in prayer Nicole Arnold Dusa, who had her appendix removed Tuesday evening, returned home, but was readmitted to the hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good and thy gracious hand that in this evening hour, this cold winter evening, that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that thou wast given the opportunity in so far that it was possible, and where there was desire, to enter those doors. And then it is so needful each time by renewal to ask of thee for a heart that may be given to perceive all thy goodness and all thy blessings, also in the midst of the cold, that we and our children may have warm dwellings and also a warm church. Then we have been the recipients of many blessings from above, and our Lord, may it please thee, that cold hearts, that they may become warm indeed under thy goodness and under thy mercy, and to that end the necessity of the work of thy Holy Spirit. Ah, we have heard it from the writings of our forefathers, that thou hast created us so perfectly, but by the instigation of the devil and the abusing of the freedom of our will, we have plunged ourselves into the greatest misery, unable to think or do any good. That is to thy honor and thy glory. And Job has said of old, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? O Lord, impress upon all of our hearts that by nature we are not only going lost, but that we are lost, lying under thy wrath and under thy anger because of our original and our actual sins. But then it may still be declared, ah, thou wast given unto mankind, unto us and our dear children, thy precious word, where thou also declareth that greater Zephaniah Peninnah, O the Savior of the world, that there is corn in Egypt, O the bread of life. And to that end, Lord, we humbly ask thee, may there have come up hungry souls for thee, for thy righteousness, for the bread of life, where that hunger is missed. May it please thee to work it for the first time, but thou as a people where it needs to be wrought each time by renewal. Oh, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, to be saved through thee alone. Ah, to that end, Lord, work then in the hearts of young and old, work from generation to generation. But wilt thou also remember thy Zion, because thou hast a people that needs to hear of the greater Joseph, but that also needs to come unto him, that they may be satisfied out of those storehouses. And those storehouses, they are ever overflowing. Ah, they can never be emptied, ah, Lord. By giving out, thou shalt not become less. And withholding, thou shalt not become greater. And to that end, may there be souls in this evening that may be satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Ah, thou hast a people upon the earth that is so dependent upon thee. Thou hast a people upon the earth where there can be those questions and so many riddles, but oh, that revealer of secrets. And it is written in thy word, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. O Lord, we commend thy church all over the earth unto thee. The established churches, the persecuted church, mission fields, our mission field, the Jewish people, those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth, and also when thy word may be sent into the prisoners, oh, it all awaits for thy blessing. And thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. Lord, remember all the special needs. A young daughter that underwent surgery that was unable to come home, but she was readmitted. Ah, wilt thou remember her? Watch over her. Wilt thou grant healing and strengthening that soon by renewal that she may return home? Ah, Lord, then thou art speaking unto her in a special way. My daughter, give me thy heart. May this calling be used to that end. Wilt thou remember the parents, the family circle? Then we commend unto thee a mother that is one for her third treatment, traveling homewards. Ah, Lord, do make the pain bearable. And that this treatment may also be blessed. Oh, grant her together with her husband a special place at thy footstool. It cannot be different. At times discouraged, may their eyes be upon thee, and may the callings be sanctified. Wilt thou remember the father and mother with their little infant child in the hospital, hope to return home today or tomorrow, but he must yet wait a few days, Lord. May the time soon arrive when they may take their precious gift home. Another daughter that had surgery in the past week, wilt thou continue to grant improvement? Wilt thou remember Father, who had his last treatment in this day? May they have been blessed, and thou wert speaking in the family circle in many different ways. Wilt thou remember the sick relatives? Remember all those that are under the physician's care. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones. Remember all the elderly ones. Remember the family circles continue to supply our daily bread. Wilt thou remember man and beast in the winter weather? Ah, then also in that respect, then thou show us so clearly to the children of men that thou art that almighty creator and upholder of the heavens and of the earth. And when also thou sendeth the snow and the cold upon the earth, then there is no man that can stay thy hand or say unto thee, what doest thou, O Lord? May it be the concern of us and our children that that eternal, that almighty, that majestic God, that he may be our God by thy free and sovereign grace, the work of a triune God, May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Remember all the suffering upon the earth, the country which thou was shaken by an earthquake, so much mourning, so much distress, many unknowns, Lord. May it be used for the coming of thy kingdom. The country at war already a year, wilt thou also remember and uphold that people? Remember countries that are torn asunder because of civil war. Remember the hungry ones. Remember all those in hospitals and institutions of mercy. Remember those in prison. Oh, indeed, what is suffering upon the world. And when thou granteth unto us and our children a fair measure of prosperity in the midst of all the trials, may it then be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to repentance, Lord. Remember our nation that continues on that downward spiral to destruction. Remember our leaders federally, provincially. We commend it all unto thee. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, then we humbly ask thee for thy help. Oh, do open thy eternal testimony, and do open our mouth, our understanding, and our hearts. Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance. Lord, nothing to plead upon. Thy mercy is great, our only hope and expectation. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, as saith the Lord who bore thee, and never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. And what follows, Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which you can find in Genesis 42, the verses 1 through 9a. And we shall read the verses 7 and 8. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them, and he said unto them, Whence come ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. Our text words speak of Father Jacob sending his sons to Egypt to buy corn, with three thoughts. In the first place, the blissful hearing concerning corn in Egypt. Secondly, the command concerning corn in Egypt. And thirdly, the bowing before the governor over the corn in Egypt. A father Jacob sending his sons to Egypt to buy corn. The blessed hearing, the command, and the bowing before the governor over the corn in Egypt. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last times that Joseph was exalted, has received that wonderful name of Zephnath-Paaneah, which they tell us that in the Hebrew, it means the revealer of secrets, and in the Egyptian, the savior of the world, and that all people in Egypt, that they were called upon to bow before him, and the fifth of their corn to bring it to Egypt. Then undoubtedly, there were many upon the world that did not know about Joseph, about Zephnath-Paaneah, and so what multitudes upon the world that have no knowledge of the Scriptures, of our need, but also of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the way to the Father. And how was it now with that people in Egypt? Then undoubtedly, then there were many in Egypt that were maybe not so happy with Joseph as being governor. Oh, it is true, they had to bow, otherwise they would be punished, but it was not such a willing bowing. And in the second place, a fifth of their corn, they had to bring it to Joseph. And how is it now with us concerning the Lord and his service? How is it with that bowing? Is that a burden? Our religious duties, are they a burden? Or are there times? Oh, in that respect, the true child of God has to write many bitter things against themselves. But young and old, that bowing before the Lord, our religious duties, is that a burden, or are there times that it may be a delight? Oh, that we wish that we could bow more, that we could bow lower before the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, And how was it with the fifth? Then we could speak of our time, of our talents, of our goods. Is that a willing, a delightful giving? And that we may say with the David, as I find in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14, that David was given to say, Lord, it is all thine. Thus what we give unto thee for the building of the temple, that all comes from thee. But now there has come a time, we have heard it, last time we have read it, that the years of prosperity and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. It's come to an end. Everything shall come to an end here below. That's a distressful and a solemn thought. The precious things that the Lord grants, family circles, marriages, and our life, shall all come to an end, not the work of the Lord. Do we have that one thing needful, young and old? Have we now learned the need of the greater Zephaniah-Benaiah? Have there been souls? We have heard wonderful things of Joseph, a beautiful and clear type of the Lord Jesus Christ. But are there now souls that need to know how they may come to that greater Joseph, those storehouses, and to receive that embrace and that kiss, as we read in Genesis 45. A great famine has come. We have mentioned the River Nile that has its source thousands of miles to the south. Thus then it is very clear from Scripture, because we read of the earth that the famine was so sore in all lands. Thus that means that the famine has covered a great part of the earth in Egypt, because there was not rain southwards. That means that the River Nile did not overflow, but also in the land of Canaan. And famine, what a great judgment that is. We can try maybe a little with our minds to imagine it, can read about it, but we have never experienced it, what it is to go without food. In the Bible, then we read many different places of famines, all three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and in our chapter, Jacob, they have experienced famines. We read of David in 2 Samuel 21 that there was a 3-year famine. We read in the reign of King Ahab also a famine, no dew or rain for 3.5 years of King Joram, when the Syrians have compassed the city of Samaria. Then the hunger was so great that there were two mothers, and they have spoken together, we would say, because of the hunger. They were losing their mind, and then they have agreed that the one day that they would eat the one little boy, and when he was eaten, then later, then they would eat the boy of the other mother, and then after the one boy has been killed, than the other mother has refused. If we read the book of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, also given to speak of famine and of hunger, when the city of Jerusalem was besieged, also in the New Testament, in Acts 11, there was a prophet, Agabus, who was prophesied that there would come a great dearth over the earth. In the book of Revelation, Revelation 6, then we also read of the black horse of famine, and in the course of the history of the world, then there have been many famines, many instances of hunger. Even the Pilgrim Fathers, they have experienced after a few years in this land, in 1623, that the heavens were closed. There's even history that relates that the families were rationed, each person, boys and girls. They received 5 kernels of corn. That was not so much. They had a fish. They had a boat. If we think of Ireland in the mid-1800s, with the potato famine that they tell us believe that more than 1 million have died because of hunger and disease. And still in our day, in Africa, different countries, then there is drought and there is famine, also famine because of civil war. What would it be, congregation, if for a year that no snow and no rain would fall upon North America, then what a want there would be. And our countries, they have made themselves, we have made ourselves worthy thereof. And still, the Lord still abundantly provides, still sends snow to be in the mountain for irrigation. The Lord is still mindful of us. And are there times that we may be given to see it, to be humbled thereunder, that the Lord grants such an abundance unto us and our children. And now in the promised land, what a trial that was, the land that the Lord has promised to Abraham and to his seed. Then also in the land of Canaan, Father Jacob and his family, the famine was also very sore. And then we read, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, we first read that he saw, and then we read that he heard. We know that Joseph was sold, was a root of the caravan's traders, and then those traders, they have traveled back and forth. Then Father Jacob was given to see him, and he has spoken to them, and those traders have told Father Jacob that there was a mighty governor in Egypt, very wise, undoubtedly it was all told, and that in the 7 years of plenty, that great storehouses were built, and that they were so full, and that Joseph, that he was selling that corn. What a joyful message that was for Father Jacob. And that was a message in the time of famine. Are those that know what it is, a spiritual famine, that we have become poor and needy. And it is the general way that the Lord holds with his church, that in the beginning that they received so many gifts. Think of Ruth on the fields of Boaz. Then she was given to glean that whole barley harvest. But then there has come a time that the barley harvest has come to an end. And now for a people with a spiritual famine and with a heavily high debt that are poor and needy, what a blessed message when that gospel may be declared, when it may be opened up, and that we may hear of storehouses that are so overflowing and that can fulfill all our needs. Then such a soul is filled with joy unspeakable. And now Father Jacob was 22 years since he has seen his son Joseph. Those beautiful dreams. And we read in Genesis 37 verse 11. No, before that, in Genesis 37 verse 11, and his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Jacob believed that those dreams, that they were given by the Lord, how they would be fulfilled, how that could ever be, that Father Jacob did not know. But what that was for Father Jacob, when that coat dipped in blood has been laid, given unto him. And now for 22 years, what a questions, what a riddles in the life of Father Jacob concerning his state. He was Israel. This taken place at Peniel. His state was sure. But in his condition, he was Jacob. A limping a Jacob. What Father Jacob has experienced in those 22 years, so deep, so mysterious, given to believe that those dreams given unto his dear son were from above and now impossible to be fulfilled. Nevertheless, the Lord has upheld Father Jacob. Oh, undoubtedly, because the Lord brings his people into guilt each time by renewal. When he is thought of Joseph, his favorite son, an idol, give a beautiful coat. Nevertheless, the Lord has upheld Father Jacob all those 22 years. At times it cannot be different, overwhelmed, a privilege. When Jacob, of course, he did not have the Psalms, but when he could say with Psalm 142 verse 3, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest thy path, Father Jacob. What understandest thou by the providence of God? Oh, when everything goes smoothly, then our confession still goes. But when the way becomes so mysterious, nevertheless, a faithful God that has upheld a father, Jacob. And when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons. Thus then the question is, why did father Jacob see and hear about corn in Egypt? Because the sons, they were the shepherds. They traveled with their herds. We have heard it when Joseph was sold by them. Thus, because father Jacob was about 130 years old in this chapter, and then those sons, they were younger, thus it cannot be different than those sons. They had much more contact with the traders. Thus, why is it now written that Jacob starts speaking about corn? And why not those brothers? What do you think, congregation? Why did those brothers not go to Father Jacob, to their father, and say, Father, we have met some traders, and they say that there is plenty of corn in Egypt, and our supply is running out. We care, we love for our families. Thus may we go immediately with many animals. We have enough money, and may we purchase corn before it runs out. But that we do not read. I think we know. Think even the children know the answer. Because in the life of those brothers, there was sin. 22 years walked with that sin of selling their brother, a worm that was gnawing continually. When they saw their old gray father sorrowing, playing the part of a hypocrite, maybe even toward their wives. They did not tell their wives. Not an easy life. And because of one day, how necessary that we pray continually that the Lord may keep our footsteps visiting evil places, evil music, and our young people. May you be given to keep your bodies, when you may receive a husband and wife, that you keep your bodies undefiled, that there shall not have to be that worm that gnaws continually. We have heard Tuesday evening, Canadian Lord's Day Association, that they send many diaries to prisons, believe about 130,000 with the word of God. And then oftentimes, then those prisoners, they will send a letter telling how they have come in prison. Some of them say, we grew up in a Christian family, the Bible. We knew what was right and wrong, but wrong friends. And maybe one night, did something very dumb, arrested, and so we are in prison. What a bitter thing that sin is, and by renewal, the necessity of the sixth petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There's a blessing, not enough. For those with that spiritual famine, the Lord teaches his people what sinners they are. and sometime when they may look back their former life, then they are given to see the Lord's special hand. That place, that time, that the Lord has intervened in a special way, that he did not allow them to go in the world. Maybe they've even tried, but it did not go so well. That there are times that they are given to be wonder, because we read in 1 Peter 1 verse 5 concerning the church, kept by the power of God, but reflecting back, there may also be those times. A great blessing and a great privilege. But concerning that greater Joseph, concerning that bread of life, oh, we hope to hear it. A beautiful type of the way that the Lord holds with his people, how they are brought to a saving knowledge of that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto them, why do ye look one upon another? That is our second thought. The command concerning corn in Egypt. We read in Proverbs 25, verse 25, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. And now concerning that famine, concerning the trials on account of sin, the consequences of sin, then I read in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 2 that there is one event to the righteous and to the wicked. Thus concerning the trials, concerning hospitals, people come in hospitals that go to church, but also when we go to church. But now concerning that command, then Jacob, when he spoke to his sons, why do ye look one upon another? They did not look at Jacob, but they looked to one another. Why was that? There are a few brothers that had been naughty, and they come before father. Maybe then they do not dare to look at father, but they look at one another. We would think that Jacob, through those years, that he had questions concerning the honesty and the sincerity of those brothers. They looked one upon another. When there was spoken that there was corn in Egypt, and concerning that command, and he said, behold, brothers, do you now hear it? Are you not happy and glad that there is corn in Egypt? Why look ye one upon another? And therefore, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither. Thus a command. That command is also necessary for us. Concerning that corn in Egypt, a divine command to faithfully use the means of grace, come up to God's house, where it may be declared that greater Zaphnath-Paneah, that greater Joseph, that the storehouses are so full. And now concerning those brothers, then it is implied that they were reluctant. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. Then we are given to see what man has become. That those brothers, hunger was standing at the door, and that they were so reluctant, they had to be commanded to go down to Egypt, because we can understand when Egypt was mentioned, all they thought of their brother. They saw that anguish on his face. Numbers 32, verse 23. Be sure your sin shall find you out. That they were even willing to let their family suffer hunger instead of going down into Egypt. Oh, what is man? Think of David, the man after God's heart. After he has sinned with Bathsheba, then he was willing to put Uriah on the front line, a dear husband, that he would be slain, that his sin would not be uncovered. Oh, what is man when we consider addictions, temptations, alcohol, drugs, porn, that man is so depraved that he shall sacrifice his whole family to destroy them, that he may hold on to his addiction and temptations. But those sons, they have received a command by Father Jacob. There was necessity, but there was also yet obedience. They had respect for their old father. Why look ye one upon another? Does that also sometime happen? Concerning going up to God's house. I have read in earlier days when they did not have all the conveniences. Because just imagine in this evening if we did not have automobiles and we had to walk a few miles, then it would not be so easy. Thus in olden days, then many times much more than today, then the daughters had to take turns babysitting the family. And then there have been times that they looked at one another because they all had a desire to go. Whose turn it was. But why look ye upon one another? That also take place sometime. That we look at one another concerning going up to God's house. That maybe one becomes so still, or another one that comes out of their bedroom, do their best to hide it. But you can see they were weeping. They have begged the Lord for a blessing. Oh, look one upon another, that we see there is joy, the opportunity, the possibility to go up to God's house. What a privilege it is when there may be that hunger, when there may be that need, when there may be those riddles which we cannot unriddle. There can be souls that can have so many perplexities. And now those brothers, they have looked at one another, because Egypt was mentioned. They have not forgotten, I repeat it, congregation. What a terrible thing that sin is. written in God's book and for those brothers that sin of selling their brother Joseph, how they have walked upon the earth so miserable, so wretched, that they would give anything if they could undo what they have done. But here in the time, there is still pardon through that precious mediator. But congregation, what shall it be when at the end of our life, our sins are not pardoned and washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Then a speaking conscience, what a worm that shall be. Oh, may it please the Lord to show us our need for the greater Joseph. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, he has stayed behind. Oh, undoubtedly, did not bother those brothers of Joseph, those other brothers, that Benjamin became the favorite of Father Jacob, because they have ruined everything. Ah, they have seen what a grief that Father Jacob has experienced concerning the loss of Joseph. And now undoubtedly those brothers thought, at least Father Jacob still has his Benjamin. Of course, one child can never replace another. We understand that. But that the brothers still thought, now Benjamin, of course, Joseph's brother, also a son of Rachel, that may give a little consolation to Father Jacob. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. We have said concerning those brothers a beautiful instruction and a beautiful type of the way that the Lord holds with his people, but not a perfect type. There is a great difference. Those 10 brothers, they have went down to Egypt because of need, but not because of love. No love, did not even know. Of course, they did not know it was Joseph. But no love for the governor of Egypt, but they have only went down because of need, and they were commanded. Also possible that there can be people that come to church because father and mother, and I hope boys and girls, young people, that you always be obedient to them, because the Lord, he converts his people, especially in church. That is where the living bread may be proclaimed, thus to come out of need. That the family of Jacob was still fed with corn. But for those true guilty ones, with that spiritual famine, we read in Hosea 2, verse 14, I will allure her, bring her into the wilderness, And when that need becomes so great and that debt so unbearable, but then it is not only on account of need, but those true brethren where the Lord is wrought in their heart, then they also come by love. Oh, such a vehement and desire that they may come before Joseph and bow so low and to purchase those goods. It's another lesson. In the first 10 verses of this chapter, then we read that word buy 5 times. Are there souls that understand it? They came to Egypt to buy corn. And to buy, boys and girls, then we need money. And those true brethren, oh, they are so busy to purchase, to earn their salvation. What a work the Spirit has to uncover His people deeper and deeper. And they need to learn that that greater Joseph for the family shall be free. For the other ones, the ones in Egypt, they had to buy. But then I hear a soul say, but I read in Isaiah 55 verse 1, how everyone that thirsteth come buy wine and milk without money and price. Then we must understand with that term buy to trade. And now the church needs to learn not to earn, not to purchase, because that greater Joseph has purchased salvation and he gives it so freely to his true people. But now the church needs to learn to come as guilty brothers with that heavenly high debt, and where that debt only increases, thus to come with all their sins. Oh, what a blessed trade. When that may take place, when guilty sinners, when they may come with all their sins, all confessing with tears that they have tried so hard to pay, a bankrupt sinner, and given to hand that debt over and to receive the righteousness of the greater Joseph. Thus 5 times in the first 10 verses, then we read of buying. Oh, what a lesson for those guilty brothers. And they have left about 250 miles, a long journey. I think that they have traveled many a time, that the conversation did not go so well, because they were going toward Egypt. So where they had sold their brother. Does that also take place in our family circles? That there are times that we become silent. Husband, wife, a son and daughter, a thief on the cross. In Luke 23, when the Lord began to work in his heart by his free and sovereign grace by his Spirit, then the thief first became quiet. The brothers of Joseph, it was a long journey. there are souls all on the way to the greater Joseph. What a questions. What a riddles. And what an assault that they shall experience by the Prince of Darkness. Why does that people not turn back? Do you know? Crosses their mind. Shall Joseph now receive him? They can come so differently. The one as in Esther. She is said in Esther 4 verse 16, so will I go to the king, and if I perish, I perish. Another one like that trembling woman in Mark 5 with that issue of blood. Many physicians, her money was gone, but she came trembling and touched his garment. Lord is free. The one he draws more, and the other one is driven by the law. But they shall all come. And so the brothers have also arrived. Let us first sing. Psalter 110, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thy tender mercies, O my Lord, withhold not, I implore, but let thy kindness and thy truth preserve me evermore. And what follows, Psalter 110, the first two stanzas. Our father Jacob sending his sons to Egypt to buy corn, the blissful hearing, the command, and now thirdly, the bowing before the governor over the corn in Egypt. And then undoubtedly, concerning Joseph, then there is a question that is in many minds, because I hope that our young people, that they do not leave parents with uncertainty when you are gone and something unexpected happens. Of course, you must always try to be home on time. Your parents love you. That's why they set a time. But if something unexpected happens, then of course you must let your parents know. But now the question could be, Joseph, governor in Egypt, and after he was brought out of prison, already 9 years as governor, and not to send a message to his father Jacob and his family. That undoubtedly is a question in all of our minds. And it is clear we can understand that Joseph is not forgotten about his family, even implied in the names that he is given. What shall we say? In the first place, the Bible is not written for our curiosity. The question is not wrong. Matthew Henry, he believes that Joseph has received a special revelation from the Lord that he must wait for his family to come. Also possible that Joseph was afraid to intermeddle, if we may say it so, with the Lord's work. That it would not be Joseph's doing to fulfill those dreams, but that he believed by true saving faith that he must wait for the Lord's time. Not easy for Joseph. Oh, Joseph had such a desire that he may tell his father and his family of the wonderful works of the Lord, how that he was brought out of prison and that he was second in Egypt. Oh, that he was preparing those storehouses also for the family circle. And now we read, that is also special, in the history of Jacob, then sometime he is called Jacob, and other times he is called Israel. And sometime it is not always so easy to discern the reason. But concerning his condition, Jacob, a limping Jacob. But in verse 5, we read, and the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Then he is called Israel. Oh, then it concerns the promise of the covenant. Ah, concerning the son of Leah, the fourth son. Who was that, boys and girls? That was Judah. Now I will praise the Lord. Ah, then it concerns Israel, that the family of Israel must be spared, must be saved. They cannot perish because the promised Messiah must be born. And now we read that those brothers have come. They have spoken different words. Can also be when the Lord converts us and we go a little wild. May we be kept, young people, privilege to stay close to God's word, to have a tender conscience, not enough for eternity, but can keep us from so much trouble. But there have been those that have made statements, and all when the Lord converted them, they had to take it all back. But now those brothers, they have said concerning those dreams in Genesis 37 verse 8, shalt thou indeed reign over us? They were, as it would say, Joseph, you can tell us those dreams, but never, never shall we bow before our youngest brother. And then further, in Genesis 37 verse 20, we shall see what becomes of the dreams. And now they have come to Egypt. Oh, they have seen those storehouses so full. Provision. But there was the command in Egypt that all people must bow. And even if they were not aware of that command, they felt they must do homage to the governor of Joseph, that he may sell them corn. But it was not because of love. Ah, for the true church of God, they're so different. With a heart so full of love, with the confession of their sins, with that humility, with that reverence, with that awe, all they have to confess. So much formality, so much duty, but what blessed places. When the child may be given to bow, to unburden their heart. Ah, tell the Lord all their debt, all their sins, all their riddles, all their perplexities. They come with need. They come with faith. And now it is declared that they have come to Egypt and they were singled out. Does that ever take place in God's house, that you are singled out? You know what I mean? When there is a special message for you, you were given to believe. Believe that was for me. My heart and my life declared. Those 10 brothers, they were singled out in a special way and brought before Joseph because there would be special dealings. When we read that all the people came to Joseph, must not understand it literally, because Joseph was not made of steel, but that under the command of Joseph, and that surely foreigners, and that Joseph has said to all under him, when there now come people from the land of Canaan, then you must send them to me. Ah, those brothers. They had not a desire to go to Egypt, but oh, Joseph, with a yearning heart, waiting, oh, hoping that the corn would soon be depleted in the land of Canaan, that their need would become unbearable, maybe rationed for a while, but that they were becoming so hungry that they would come. Thus Joseph has waited for his brothers. What a beautiful picture of the greater Joseph. Oh, he has known them from the stillness of eternity. He has received them as a reward upon his meritorial work. And then the vehement desire of Joseph. Oh, that he may see his brethren, that they may come with the confession of their guilt, with their sins, with their needs, and with their riddles. And now we read that his brethren, but Joseph saw his brethren and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them and spake roughly unto them. Thus Joseph knew his brethren, but his brethren knew him not. Also outwardly understandable, Joseph was 17 when they sold him. Now he was 39, 13 plus 7 plus 2. As boys and girls, maybe you have fathers and mothers that are about that age. Maybe you can ask them for a picture when they were 17. And then you shall notice quite a difference. But even more so, Joseph, Egyptian clothing, royal clothing because he was the governor, dressed as an Egyptian. And of course, they did not expect that Joseph, that he would be governor. But Joseph, waiting for his brethren, and he knew them. Oh, what was the desire of Joseph to reveal himself, but he has waited because he want to test them, see if they have changed, if they still had the same spirit, or whether their hearts have become soft. And then Joseph spake roughly unto them. We hope to hear more of those dealings, the Lord willing, when we may continue. 'Tis the work of the Holy Spirit, John 16, the verses 8 through 10, and when he shall come, that is the Holy Spirit, he shall reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgments. Then those brothers, they needed to be humbled. They needed to become more meek. And to that end, Joseph has dealt in such a way, because when we read, when Joseph is asked, "Whence come ye?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan." They did not say to buy corn, but to buy food. They were still so proud. Food, that means ready to eat. Father Jacob has sent him to buy corn. Of course, implied. But those brothers, we hope to hear it, need to be more humbled, uncovered, more reminded and convicted of their sin. And now for Joseph, when he is given to see those 10 brothers with their sacks, with their animals, and given to bow. And we even read before him with their faces to the earth. what that must have been for Joseph. So many years with those dreams. So impossible. Forgotten by the butler. We have heard it. The Lord showed him mercy. Lord has remembered Joseph also concerning those dreams, not all written in God's word. But for that people. Then at times they are given to call themselves the greatest fool upon the earth. Because Joseph, in prison, impossible. But, oh, that people has such a faithful God. But all when it does not transpire, then what a questions there can be. Then the devil says, and it's so clear that you are not one of his, because in the Bible, then it is fulfilled what the Lord has promised to his people. Shall I as promise, has God forgotten to be kind? Shall I as promise faithful find? Ah, for a Joseph. What that must have been. Oh, how he must have had to refrain himself that he did not break out weeping and rejoicing and saying, I am Joseph, but those brothers, they had much to learn. Ah, for a Joseph. We shall close with that text. Isaiah 28 verse 29. This also cometh from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of such wonderful things, and thou art still the same. And thy name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. Then we have heard that there was corn in Joseph. May still be declared the bread of life for guilty and hungry souls. Oh, the revealer of secrets. And the savor of the world, ah, Lord, where that need and hunger is missed, wilt thou work it. May that have taken place in this evening, then it would be an unforgettable service. But, ah, Lord, each time by renewal, ah, thou as a people, that learns to beg, that thou may grant that hunger and thirst each time by renewal, and that they may be given to bow, oh, with their hearts, in truth and uprightness, with that vehement desire, that thy name receive all the honor and the glory. Lord, watch over us in the remainder of this week. Ah, remember man and beast. In the cold of the winter, grant traveling mercies, forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter 400, and we shall only sing 4 and 5. Heaven and earth the Lord created, seas and all that they contain. He delivers from oppression, righteousness he will maintain. And what follows psalter 400, only the stanzas 4 and 5. grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.